Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Cooking is filled with all sorts of little tricks and hacks that can give you a better finished product. And one of the most useful, but perhaps trickiest to master, is using gelatin. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, what are some of the most important things to know about cooking with gelatin?
You're right. I mean, it is a little tricky, but certainly something that every home cook should have in their repertoire because it's really a useful tool. What it is, it's basically collagen that's derived from either veal, beef, or pork. So it is definitely not vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this lovely ability to melt, you know, a little bit in a warm or hotter liquid and then become gelatinous at refrigerator temperature. So
right.
It's really great. And there are vegetarian substitutions that work. So if you want to do something like that, agar or pectin will work for the vegetarian.
Sure.
But gelatin comes in two forms, and this is where it might become a little complicated. There's a powdered form, and there's what's called gelatin leaves or gelatin sheets.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll see both available. The powdered form probably more prevalent in grocery stores, but I personally prefer the sheets. I think they're easier to work with. When they set, they give a clearer liquid. The powder tends to be a touch hazy when it sets.
Yeah.
And the quality, you can usually get a higher quality sheet than you can powdered form, which makes it a lot easier to work with.
Well, take us through how you use gelatin.
The real trick is what's called blooming the gelatin. And what that means, it's you're hydrating the gelatin, and that's crucial. To do it with the powder, what you want to do is use a small amount of cold liquid and evenly sprinkle whatever amount of gelatin powder you need over this liquid and just let it sit there. Do not stir it. Let it hydrate. Because if you try to stir it, you're going to encapsulate the gelatin in liquid and form clumps. And to me, that's the trickiest part, to get it when you're using powdered gelatin to bloom it correctly so you don't get any lumps. Blooming the sheets are much easier. All you need is a little bit of cold liquid, and you just drop them in one at a time. Usually a recipe will call for a number of sheets. They're kind of a set size.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just let them sit there for 4 or 5 minutes, and then you literally pick it up with your hands, this big kind of mass of Jell-O, and squeeze out the liquid and throw it in whatever you're making.
Wow, that's all?
It's easy. No matter what form you're using, the liquid that you're adding it to cannot be boiling. That is too hot a temperature. That
will
weaken the ability of the gelatin to set. So just make sure you're at a simmer or slightly less when you're adding the gelatin.
Now, I've tried making panna cotta, which
great.
Definitely,
it's probably one of the most classic applications.
Yeah, and I've had such trouble with it. And you just mentioned throwing it into something that was too hot, liquid that was too hot. I think that may have been my big problem. What are some other useful techniques or useful ingredients?
Well, if you know classic Baltimore men, you know the Women's Industrial Exchange, and their very famous tomato jelly was a classic. And that they certainly used more than enough gelatin. that was a pretty dense ring of tomato, you know, and I even use it to thicken sauces, believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to put all this information on the website so you can try working with gelatin at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.